It's not about the technology, it is what you do with it. Welcome to Digital Dash. We are excited about the opportunities technology presents in our modern world, and we spend a lot of time tinkering with the use cases. Join us every week on our podcast as we share our findings and break things down into zeros and ones. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app, and enjoy this episode.
Welcome to another episode of Digital Dash. On episode 2, if you remember, we spoke about ChatGPT and what it meant for us and what it meant for society and what it meant for productivity as we know it. And since then, a lot has happened in the AI space, very interesting stuff. We've had announcements from Microsoft, announcements from Google, wanting to show us what they have in the world of AI, partnerships between Microsoft and OpenAI coming to fruition. Microsoft announcing its event, Google also announcing its event. Well, Google announced its event first, and then Microsoft announced theirs a day before Google's event. It was, going in, we're very curious to see if we're going to see a ChatGPT rival. But as you know, Microsoft has a partnership with OpenAI, the makers of ChatGPT. So it wasn't certain what we're going to see, whether it was a ChatGPT powered Bing or a suite of Microsoft Office apps empowered with ChatGPT. But now we know what we saw, because I just watched the event and it was mainly focused on Bing Search and Microsoft Edge. So as we know, Bing has about 9% market share of the search market. And so they've been playing catch up with Google Search. And this, they felt, was their killer. AI was going to be their killer. And so they partnered with OpenAI, invested in them, and worked together. Now we know they've built a model known as Prometheus. So they are not using ChatGPT in their search, but they are using Prometheus, which is also developed or co-developed by OpenAI. So let me just talk about what it can be used for practically. So traditional search is going to exist. So when you search for something, it's going to show you the traditional search results with the links and everything. But then on the right, there'll be a sidebar which harmonizes or synergizes your search and gives you information in bite-sized form or in a conversational form. Also, there's another sidebar, which is chat. So this is what looks more like ChatGPT, where you can send a prompt and then it gives you information. Say you need inspiration to write something, it will give you that inspiration to write something. And the cool part is you can reform this information. So you can realign or reform the prompts that you sent it, and then it will build on that information that it gave you previously to give you more refined information. So that is basically what search will look like. Not a direct rival to ChatGPT. It's not the code reviewing thing that we've seen with ChatGPT and all of that, which makes business sense because they do not want to compete with ChatGPT. Also, Microsoft will be making 75% of OpenAI's profits over the foreseeable future, so it doesn't make sense to make a direct rival to ChatGPT. Also, with Microsoft Edge, they are replacements for our favorite Internet Explorer. They now have what is known as their co-pilot for the web. So over there too, it's a chat feature where you can ask for things and it will return information on a conversational form. But here's where I find the most interesting feature, where you can say open a PDF and review the PDF or get information from the PDF without actually going through the chore of reading the information in the PDF. So for example, you can ask for a summary of the PDF. Hey, what's this PDF about? It'll give you a paragraph summarizing it. Or hey, what are some key takeaways under the objectives of this project which is being talked about in the PDF? Or say you're comparing the financial report of your institution. So, okay, summarize the financial report of my institution. It gives a summary. Okay, can we compare it to this competing institution's financial report based on their report, their PDF? And it will give you a very simplified analysis of the financial information of both. And this is just off the top of my head what I can think of. I think the possibilities are endless. You can use it to go further and say draft a LinkedIn post. So you don't actually have to think about writing that paragraph for LinkedIn and copy editing and editing and all that. It will write the LinkedIn post, add your link or add that PDF and post on LinkedIn and on other social media platforms as well. You can basically use it to write for you and also inspire you to write. So those are, I'll say, the cool aspects of what Microsoft announced. Missing from the announcement, I'll say, is how we didn't see integration with Microsoft's suite of apps. So like Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Excel. I think those will happen in the future and those will be very, very killer. But for now, we are going to use Bing and we are going to use Microsoft Edge. They are rolling it out in the coming weeks. So now there's a wait list. I haven't signed up for the wait list yet, but after recording this episode, I'm going to sign up for the wait list because I can't wait to try my hands on Bing, especially to see what the future of search looks like. I think we've gotten to the point where we can all agree that the future of search is AI. The future of search is being more natural and being more conversational and having information summarized well for us. Of course, the other side of it is something that I have been debating with people and myself over the last 2 years, where people are being disincentivized from, you know, reading into detail and watching into detail and learning the nuances of things. People are, for lack of a better word, we are moving into the TikTokification of life, where everything is summarized for us. And so we miss out on the nuances, we miss out on the opposing sides, and we bite into what has been summarized for us without factoring in the biases or the misinformation and things. And misinformation is going to be a problem. Microsoft has admitted it. OpenAI has admitted it, that these things will not present accurate results for in the near future, at least. But we are not new to misinformation. It's just that once we hear AI and once we hear the next generation, we expect it to eliminate misinformation, and so we trust it more. And like, when these results are returned, they look very confident, and so we tend to trust them more and we tend to not research. So that is a downside of this. Where Microsoft comes in better with their offering is that once they provide the information for you, they also give you reference links. So if you want, you can go in there and read for yourself and compare. So that is a good step, but I don't know if it's enough. Just looking forward to different views on this. But yeah, this is a summary of Microsoft's event. Google is having its event tomorrow, so looking forward to that. These people are going to lock horns again, you know, in the early 2000s. And I think, yeah, in the early 2000s, they had their fights. And also in 2010, in the 2010s, they also had their fights with the battle of the OSs and the smartphones. So this is a new Google Microsoft battle opening up, and I can't wait to see what it's like. So yeah, let me know what you think. Who's going to win this war? What do you want to see in future Google apps and future Microsoft apps? What do you want to see from the Google event, which is happening tomorrow? And what you think the future of search is, and the future of learning, and the future of AI looks like for the everyday consumer? You can listen to us, Digital Dash, on Spotify Podcast. You can listen to us on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts as well. You can also follow us on Digital Dash, which is digital and then D_SH on both Twitter and Instagram. Thank you, and catch you on the next episode.